Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Welcome to Power in the Word. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and it's a blessing to be with you on today. God is good. God is good and worthy to be praised. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We were playing a little bit of Julius Petty, Believe. Amen, hallelujah, hallelujah. This is Julius Petty, Believe.
Everybody got gifts and talents and ability that was given by God. Some want to be a doctor or a lawyer, or some just want to be a star. Now you can be anything you want if you just believe. Ask yourself, what is it that you really want to do? Name it and claim it and hold on to it, because, yeah.
If you believe it, you can achieve it. And if you pray and I doubt, you can have it.
All right.
Don't worry about a thing or nobody. Just look to the hills, reach out and claim it. If you believe it, you can achieve it. And if you pray and I doubt, you can have it.
Don't worry about a thing or nobody.
Just look to the hills, reach out and claim it.
Now there's no way that we could ever lose. Now we got on our side, yeah. Cause this word simply says that, yeah, yeah. If God be before us, who could ever be against us? And this is a confidence that we should have concerning Him. Oh yeah, 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 yeah. That anything that we ask of Him, we know He hears us, but
My friend, you can make it if you try.
Make it if you try.
Don't let your guilt hold you down.
Don't let your guilt hold you down.
And if you fall, don't worry about it. You can dust yourself off.
'Cause some people don't make it on their first try.
Julius Petty is preaching. He is preaching up in here. Amen. Welcome to our broadcast today. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and I'm joined by my wonderful, wonderful, wonderful husband today, Pastor Anthony Simmons.
Bless God from Zion.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And we're excited because today we're going to be talking about having success, amen, in every area of your life, and we'll be talking about thinking your way to success. And this is something that my husband and I have done together for a while. We believe in the power of motivation, and we believe in the power of a positive mindset. So we're just going to pray and open up, and then we're going to go ahead and get into this discussion about thinking your way to success. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you. You are worthy to be praised. There's none like you, Lord. And we magnify your name today. God, we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise, because this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, we're glad for the miracles, for the signs and wonders. We're glad for the blessings that we're seeing in our lives and in the lives of those who we are connected to. So, Lord, we thank you for supernatural blessings, and we ask, Lord, that you bless this time that we are together as we talk about thinking our way to success. So, Lord, we love you and we praise you and we give you the glory for this time that we are together. Bless every listener. Heal, deliver, set free, save souls, change lives, set the captives free, open the eyes of the blind, and release those who are in captivity from captivity. And at the end of the day, we will be sure to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. It's in the precious name of Jesus Christ that we pray. Amen and praise God. Hallelujah.
Oh, it's just an awesome day, people of God. We are so delighted to come to you once again. And even before we begin this broadcast, I just sense in my spirit that this is going to be one of those shows that you don't want to miss. And if you know someone who is discouraged today, someone who is just frustrated with life, just text them or email them or get them a quick call and tell them to tune in with you today, because I just know God is going to speak today to all of us. And it's just going to be a good time in the Lord. And we are talking about thinking our way to success, what the power of a mind can do. And we have a proverb that we want to start from today, and it's coming from the first chapter of Proverbs. I'm just going to read a few verses. I first want to start in that verse 7. It says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction." And that reminds us, child of God, if you are a Christian, if you are a believer, you know that the fear that they're talking about here is simply the reverence, the respect, the adoration for God Almighty. And when you get there, when you get that revelation that only the Spirit can give you, you are so far ahead of so many. And that's what we want to talk about today, the mind. The mind is a powerful thing. And when you change your mind, you can change your circumstances. See, the devil, the Bible reminds us, is very cunning. And he can't attack our spirit. But what he can do is attack our soul. He can attack our mind. He can attack our situations and our circumstances.
Yes.
To get us to doubt God, to get us to not believe what God's word has said. So it all starts and ends with our mindset. And when you can develop that kingdom mindset, you're going to go a long way towards your success. But Pastor Rebecca, before I move on, just a few more verses from this Proverbs to give us a foundation on what the Bible says about a made-up mind and a mind that will lead you to success in every area of life. We're still in that first chapter of Proverbs, but listen to what it says in verse 20. Wisdom crieth without. She uttereth her voice in the streets. She crieth in the chief place of concourse. In the openings of the gates in the city, she uttereth her words, saying, "How long, ye simple ones, will you love simplicity, and the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge?" One of the things that drastically turned my life around is when I realized that I was going down the wrong path in life.
Mm.
And it was only a made-up change mind that got me on the right path that led me to some of the great success that I have received today. So this gift of knowledge, this gift of wisdom, this gift of discernment is a gift that you and I have to receive. It has freely been given by God. It says, if you lack wisdom, ask God, who is the giver of all wisdom, and he'll honor that prayer, and he'll give you that wisdom that you may have been missing.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. And that's today's proverb. You know, we like to come with a proverb, and today is the first day of July, and I know a lot of people are looking forward to that 4th of July cookout. I want to welcome all of our listeners, Finding Your Zenith, To Be Enlightened, Miss Quiet Storm. God bless you all, and to everybody that's streaming. And it is the first day of July. You know, and I want to say also that it's the first day of the rest of your life. You know, so many people have heard that before. You've heard it in motivational arenas and things of that nature. But every every day that you get up, you know, it would be a good idea to think of that day as the first day of the rest of your life. And I look at my life that way, Pastor Anthony, you know, as the first day. Today is a brand new opportunity. Everything that I messed up on yesterday or last week, everything that I missed it on, I get another chance today. And it's so wonderful to know that this is the day that the Lord has made, and we can rejoice and be glad in it, knowing that we have another opportunity to get it right. It's an awesome thing, you know. We are blessed people. You're blessed. If you woke up this morning, you're blessed. Amen. Amen. So, Pastor Anthony, I'm excited about today because We're here today, and, you know, we do this a lot. You know, we talk to people and communicate with people about just really having a renewed mindset. But you have something that's so powerful, and I love it. And I know it has to do with just changing your mind, to make up your mind, to say, you know what, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. I don't want to live my life frustrated, stressed out. I don't want to live my life in low the bar. I don't want to live my life settling for less. I want more. And you have something. That's a commitment. That's a change mindset. That has to do with the choice. And you have the three C's of success. And I would just really love it if you would share that with our listeners today.
And I believe that the three C's to success is just an awesome principle. The first C stands for choice. The second C is for change.
Yeah.
And the third C is for commitment.
Yeah.
That is just a formula that will allow you and I to stay successful and begin to attain the kind of success that we're looking for, because choice is where it starts.
Yeah.
When you begin to make good decisions, right decisions, godly decisions, you'll begin to see things spring up all over the place.
Mm.
And many of us, we have the information, we have the knowledge, yet we sometimes still make the wrong decisions.
Mm.
So choice is a powerful thing. And when you get to the place where you're making good choices, the results will begin to come. And that second C is where the challenge comes in, change. Change is not easy. It is not comfortable. It is not always going to be a good transition for you. But it is necessary. Change is necessary. And that's why, let's just face it, why so many marriages are failing. Because marriages are ever evolving into something that God wants to make the two people involved in that marriage to turn into, so they can truly become one flesh. But if you're not willing to change, if you're stuck, if you're stagnant, even in your way of thinking or what your perspective of a wife or husband may be, or maybe you're just locked into a way of thinking, God wants us to have an open mind to revelation knowledge.
Mm.
And it's just awesome. You can have revelation knowledge even concerning your business, how to parent in this hour.
Yeah.
People of God,
we need
how to parent in this hour, and we got to make the good choices when we need to sit down with our children, when we need to not say anything and just let them learn from the world, when we need to step in and kind of rescue them.
Yeah.
We need to make the good choices and good decisions, so we need God in every aspect of life. And I don't even want to talk about business. Sometimes our businesses have failed, or our networking ventures, or sometimes we didn't see what was coming because we didn't allow God to give us the wisdom how we can maintain and keep our finances and our livelihood in order. And it's just awesome, awesome. When you allow God to work in your life, he will honor you. That's why he says he'll exalt those who are humble.
Yes.
Because we don't have all the answers.
Yes.
But when you continue to find yourself praying to God, asking God, coming to God, he will strengthen you. He will get you back on your feet. He will give you the hope that you thought you have lost. He will turn that discouragement into encouragement, and God will do it.
So you did the three C's? You did all three already?
Well, the final one, if I can just elaborate, is commitment.
Commitment. Amen.
Once you have a made-up mind, once you find yourself willing to change, you have to commit to the process. And commitment is where the challenge really is going to come in, because sometimes you're not going to have the results that you've been looking for immediately. Sometimes it's going to be the place where you're going to hit some bumps in the road, and the devil's going to come at you so many directions. But when you commit to a thing, and if you're steadfast, the race, the Bible says, is not given to the swift, but it's given to the ones that endure.
Yes.
And if you can get through those hard times,
yeah.
It says if we can't hang with those footmen, we're not going to run with the horses.
My God.
But I know some of you have already run with the footmen, and some of you are now running with horses. But God even wants to elevate you and promote you from even where you are today.
Yes.
And if you allow him to do that, your life will just be awesome.
Woo-wee.
And you'll bring his name glory.
Amen. Hallelujah. There's more. We came by today to tell you that there is more in store for you. See, we came to talk about thinking your way to success today because the devil is a liar. There's so much going on in the realm, the spiritual realm.
Oh, yeah.
Today. Amen. There's so much going on in society. They say we're in a recession.
Yes.
They say we're in a recession, but the thing about it is that there's no lack. We all know because we've had the renewing of our mind. That's the word of God coming in to let us know what the real deal is. And the real deal is that there is no lack in the kingdom of God. So we're not worried about how much a tank of gas costs, are we? We can't be worried about the $5 gas price at the fuel tank or $4.20 around here in New Jersey. We're not worried about how much food is costing in the supermarket. See, we're here to talk to you about thinking your way to success. And I know it seems like we're a little bit off, but really it all comes together because we have to think about it. In order to have the choice to change in the commitment, you have to know what you believe. You have to have the information.
Yes.
You have to have the information, the revelation information.
Amen.
To say, you know what, this has been revealed to me, this is what I believe, and this is what I'm going to live my life according to. That's why we talk about power in the Word.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. There's so much in the Word of God. The Word tells us in Jeremiah 29:11, the Lord says, for I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, to give you a hope in the future, or the King James says to give you an expected end.
Yes, yes.
And the Word also says, Jesus said that even though the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy,
he
said, I have come so that you might have life and have that life more abundantly.
Yes, yes.
See, that's good news. He said that you don't have to be blind, you don't have to be poor, you don't have to be sick, you don't have to be in captivity,
yes.
You don't have to be broken or broke, you don't have to be busted or disgusted, but there's a fuller life, an abundant life that's been promised to you.
Yes.
So, but in order for us to receive it and conceive it, we have to believe it.
Amen.
In order for us to receive that fact and conceive that life, we have to believe it. Amen. We have to believe that we can have our best life right here. We don't have to wait till we get to heaven.
Yes, yes, yes.
We don't have to wait. So what we want to do is to encourage you to get your mind off of what's going on around you. Don't think about the recession. Don't think about what's going on with your children. Don't think about your failures.
Yes.
Because failure is what, Pastor?
It's an event.
It's an event.
It's not a person. Yesterday really did end last night.
It ended last night. That's why we said today is the first day of the rest of your life. Look, the world is yours. You can take this world by storm if you can just wrap your mind around your imagination. You know, because the Bible says that the eye has not seen.
Nor has it heard.
Nor has it.
Nor has it entered into the heart of man.
What
God's going to do for us.
My God, but he said it has been revealed,
yes,
by the Spirit. So sometimes when you get these big ideas and these grand ideas, you might think you're imagining stuff, but
by the Spirit.
God works with us through our imagination, amen, when we have that renewed mind. So God, now when you have the new mind, the mind of Christ, the mind of God, now he's pouring out this information into your mind,
yes,
and you have to take it and run with it. You know, you might say, well, how am I supposed to do it? Pastor told me last week, what you tell me? Don't do what? Don't worry about how?
That's right. Just know it's going to happen. And people of God, that's just how God operates. That's the nature of God. He does not give us details. Sometimes he doesn't give us how-tos. All he says is, come, follow me. All he says is, like Abraham, go to a place that I'll show you later. All he says is, like to Peter, come out on the water and just walk.
Ooh, walk
if you
on
believe.
Water. Walk on water,
and that's,
people.
That's what we're talking about today. My wife preached in North Carolina, and one thing that stuck with me is that she told the people that we are eagles. And when you're an eagle, you are soaring so high above your situations and your problems, and you can get a better point of view of what God is doing. So know that you are an eagle today. You're soaring high above the rest. And when you soar high above the rest, your circumstances that are on the earth doesn't affect you the way they should affect others and affect people.
I'm about to jump out of my chair.
That's why people who know what you're going through, people who know what you've been through, they're wondering how you still have that right response like Job had.
Yes.
Because you know something that only God has revealed to you. As Pastor Rebecca just said, it has been revealed by the Spirit. And I think it's to catch up with the spirit realm and just go through the natural process, but it has already been revealed in the spirit. Now I think it's to go through the process and commit to the change and make the choices that will allow us to get to the place that God has already revealed to us.
Amen. Revealed to us in our mind, you know, in our spirit. See, the spirit man, you know, reveals to us. Jesus said, I'm going to send you the Comforter, and he's going to show you everything that I have. He's going to bring to you everything that the Father's given to me, and it's going to be revealed to you to bring you into full understanding of the Word of God, of the plan of God, of the will of God. And guess what? I'm telling you, it's all good. Even the bad stuff that you're going through right now.
My God, talk about that.
Even the stuff that you feel like is excruciatingly painful right now. You're like, I don't know how I'm going to get up from under this. But the thing about it is Romans 8:28 tells us that all things work together for the good of those who love God and have been called according to his purpose. You have to hear that whole scripture. All things, everything that you're going through right now, everything that you've been through in your life, all of that past mess that you've had to endure through, all of that stuff that you're going to go through in the future, all of the persecution, people talking about you, people turning their back on you and not supporting you, all things, your kids disappointing you, your parents dropping the ball on you, you're being hurt as a child, all things work together. They're working together. They're coming together as a part of God's plan. For the good, for your expected end that we talked about from Jeremiah 29:11, for your expected end, for the life and life more abundantly, for your expected end that no good thing will God withhold from you, for your expected end that God's going to work his will through you, that for your expected end that God's going to get his glory in your life. All things work together for the good of those who are called. Many are called, but few are chosen. Few are commissioned.
Even
as
fewer are being commissioned.
So, who are called according to the purpose, according to God's purpose, is God's plan for your success. God has a plan.
Yeah, it's just awesome because God wishes above all things that we prosper and be in good health.
Even
as our souls prosper.
Yeah.
So that simply means not only are you going to attain success during the course of your life, but you're going to live long enough to enjoy your success.
Yes, long life.
So God promises us. There's no sense in having a great portfolio or accomplishing something in life and not being able to eat of the fruit.
Yes.
God promises us that we're going to have great marriages.
Yes.
We're going to be doing great exploits for God in our singleness. We're going to thrive where others are failing. God promises will not fail.
Amen.
He is not a man that he shall lie. Habakkuk says, write it down because it's for an appointed time, child of God. It shall surely come to pass. It's for an appointed time. So I always emphasize people, and I always remind myself not to get caught up on time.
Ooh.
Yes, we're in the seventh month of this year, 2008. This is the month of completion, and I pray that this program, if you procrastinate it, if you put off, if you prolong, now it's time to dust off the business plan.
Yes.
It's time to get back to the keyboard for the book that you're going to release. It's time to go back into the studio so you can produce that CD.
Yes.
Whatever it is that you got discouraged along the way, even those of you who wrote that book and did not get the sales that you wanted, get back out there with that same book.
Yes, put
with
them
that
in your
same
trunk.
CD.
Put them in your trunk.
And get the fire rekindled. Get the fire rekindled because this is a season where God is just blessing.
Yeah, and it's time to update your resume. Somebody needs to update your resume. Somebody needs to renew that business plan, as Pastor Anthony said. Somebody needs to get their mind renewed today. See, we came to bring life to old ideas. We came to bring life to those who have gotten weary along the road. The Bible tells us not to grow weary and well-doing. For in due season you shall reap if you faint not.
You're going to reap a harvest.
can't quit. You can't quit. Get on up from there. You still have so much to do. God's not finished with you yet. There's still so much for you to do. We're excited. I told you we're excited today. We're together. There's so much fire because we're both here in the studio together. Normally, Pastor Emily is out on the road, but see, today there's too much power in the studio today. Amen. But we're excited about what God is doing. This is the seventh month, Pastor.
July 1st is today.
It's the month of completion.
That's it.
Oh, so that's prophetically speaking. God's going to complete something in your life.
Oh, say it again.
This month. And we talked about today being the first.
My God. The first day
of the rest of your life. This is it. It's a new beginning. It's not. 7 + 1 = 8.
All right.
And we know that 8, which is next month, is next new beginning.
Yes.
So today is the first day of the rest of your life. It's not by chance that we're here today talking about thinking your way to success.
And God is going to complete some things in your life that you've been praying for. It's been pending. It's been on the table. It's been on your heart. And God has affirmed in your spirit that he's going to do that very thing. And as we are speaking today, with 31 days in this month, know and rest assured that God is going to do that which he already spoken to your heart he's going to do.
Wow, it's Independence Day. I know it's not the 4th of July. I know that's Friday. But for somebody today, it's Independence Day because somebody's being set free to move forward today. You know, Pastor Emily, the devil will shackle us, you know, and fear.
Go ahead,
you know, we're talking about thinking
your
way to success.
Oh, fear. Oh, God, yes.
We're thinking about thinking your way to success, and the devil will shackle us and make us think that we're too scared to do what God called us to do. I'm scared to make a speech. I'm scared to preach a sermon. I'm scared to do a radio show. I'm scared to sell books. People might reject me. You know, fear.
Fear. Fear will stop you in your tracks. It will paralyze you. It will prevent you from activating your faith. Because faith is ever increasing. And the Bible says without faith, it is impossible. Let me say that again. It is impossible to please our God.
Yes.
Because God knows what he has placed in us, and fear has no room in our lives. So you replace that fear with your faith, and faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
Yes.
People of God, you need to know that the invisible is more powerful than the visible.
The invisible
is more powerful than the visible.
My God. So what you can't see today. My God. What you can't see.
That's what counts.
What you can imagine.
That's right.
What God has revealed to you in your spirit.
Amen.
Is more powerful.
More powerful.
Than what you're facing
today. That's right.
Than the problems that are coming up and creeping up and trying to choke off that dream.
The invisible.
Yes. Come on.
And that's why we're talking about thinking your way to success. It takes a certain mindset, a kingdom mindset, to believe in the spirit, invisible God, the invisible realm, where everything takes place first, and then we see it in the natural.
Yes.
That's why God is showing you some things. You haven't received it yet. It's not tangible in your hand yet, but trust me, it is already manifested.
Mm.
If we don't turn back and allow that fear or that doubt, it says if you're double-minded, don't think you're going to receive anything for him. And that's why we're trying to encourage your mindset today, because God operates with people who have faith, and those are the ones he's honoring. If you know any successful people, if you see their mindset, because when you get to another level, guess what? You're going to need a measure of faith even at that next level.
My God,
because there's going to be a bigger devil still trying to turn you back.
Jesus.
Still trying to get you tripped up. Still trying to put a stumbling block. So God, through, as Pastor Rebecca said, all things work together for our good, we have to go through the process of being personally developed. So don't kick against the pricks. Don't go against the process. Just let God be God. Let go and let God.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Wow. So wait a minute. You said, God bless you. I pray y'all being blessed out there. I pray that you are being blessed out there, because I'm being blessed. I'm ready to run on. But you said don't kick against the pricks, because all of those things are working together for the good. So can we just say it's for my own good that I have to go through some of the stuff that I have to go through that's painful? Come on.
It's not going to make sense to the natural mind.
Wow.
That's why the Bible says if we're carnally minded, we're going to get the carnal things.
Mm.
But if we're spiritually minded, we'll get that spiritual reward.
Wow.
It says in the book of Galatians that we'll reap a harvest if we faint not,
yes,
and we not be weary. But it says if we sow to the Spirit, we're going to reap from the Spirit. But if we sow to the flesh, we're going to reap from the flesh. That means that the spirit realm, if we operate in that realm, we're going to be so blessed beyond measure. That's why people of God, is just, it all starts with the mindset. I've been there.
Yeah.
I had a closed mind toward marriage one time. I had a closed mind toward the church one time. I had a closed mind toward certain things one time. But when God began to allow me to trust him and to open my mind and to open my perspective and to become an objective person, God has done some great exploits in and through my life. And it's changed my behavior, it's changed my actions, and it's changed some of my results that I've been coming up with. And God wants to do that for each and every one of us.
It's made you a new man, baby.
Amen.
And I just love the man.
All right.
Hallelujah.
But it all started with my mindset.
Hallelujah.
It all started with the mind.
Amen. We've been married going on 12 years next month. And hallelujah. And we both were all messed up. That's why we come and do this, because we were all messed up in our mindsets. You know, I thought marriage was fighting and not trusting the man. And I thought that all men were dogs. And he thought that, you know, women had their issues too, and he had anger, and you know, we allowed our minds to be transformed. Romans 12:2 tells us not to be conformed any longer to the things of this world,
yes,
but to be transformed by the renewing of our minds.
Amen.
Then you will know the good and acceptable, perfect will of God for,
yes,
your life. So many people are wondering, what's God's plan and what's God's will for my life? And as you renew your mind in the Word of God, which is full of good stuff,
and prayer,
then God will reveal to you his perfect will for your life, and you will know exactly what it is that you're supposed to be doing. But God changed us. He changed both of us. So 12 years later, we can still say we love each other and we're excited about being with each other and being in ministry together. But it did take getting rid of that stinking.
Oh,
thinking.
God, yes.
We had to get rid of the stinking thinking.
Yes.
I tell you, that stinking thinking was stinking stuff up in our relationship and in our marriage.
Amen. And one of the things about it is that you can tell, you know, sometimes what a person's all about, or you can look at someone's behavior and see their mindset. Again, the devil is called, one of the characteristics of the devil is the thief. He comes to steal, he comes to kill, and he comes to destroy. He's trying to destroy our marriages, our ministry, our opportunities, our future. But the devil is a liar. And God is just so awesome. God has equipped you and I. He has already readied you and I. He told us to put on the whole armor of God as we fight this warfare daily. So that's why, yes, look at the economy. The next president is not going to fix our problems. Yes, there's so much on our TV and our radios. Yes, our children are gone buck wild. Yes, if you look at the news or if you see what's going on in the media, it doesn't look good. But God promises to protect you and I, those of us who serve him, those of us who look to him, those of us who come to him. He said he'll be a refuge and a fortress around us.
Yes.
Oh, glory to God.
Oh, Lord.
It says 1,000 may fall at your left and 10,000 at your right, but no harm shall come near you. If it says if you hide in the shelter of the secret place,
uh-oh,
of the Almighty,
yes,
oh, my God, and at the end of that Psalms 91, he promises you long life and he promises to take care of you. Many are the afflicted of the righteous, but the Bible says God delivers us from all trouble.
Oh, wait a minute.
It says all trouble.
All trouble.
Delivers us
all trouble.
From all trouble.
All trouble.
And many are the afflictions.
Mm.
Many are the troubles.
Oh, yeah. You're going
many
to go
are
through
the problem.
Something. You're going to go through something. But there's no weapon. There's no weapon that is forged against you that can prosper. Not even weapons of your circumstances. Not even the weapons of your circumstances. You know, and we want to talk about going to the next level. God bless you to be enlightened. Says that this is a great sermon for somebody who's going through. He said this is explosive. More fireworks than the 4th of July. God bless you, man of God. But even going to the next level, because guess what? Even as you're making progress, because there are a lot of successful people listening to us right now. You're successful. You already have your business up and going. You have a great career at your job. You have books written and CDs cut. You know, you're already doing blog talk radio programs, broadcast, so you have your own show. But the thing about it is, God always has more for you. No
Hallelujah.
Matter where you are, look,
Jesus.
Don't get comfortable.
Promotion.
Don't get comfortable. Even if you are already near the top or at the top, God wants you to go over the top,
oh,
baby.
Over the
we're
top.
We're going over the top. Look, we're taking the world by storm. Look, the people of God, we're going to take the world by storm. We're not going to settle for just making it. We're going to give God's name the glory.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes.
Say, you know what? There were some Christians in the 2008 through the 2050 era, and they really took the world by storm. How about that, people of God?
And that's awesome. You do it on your end. We're going to do it here in the state of New Jersey.
Yeah, let's
and
do it.
We know that we have listeners all over this nation, and God has commissioned you. Not just many are called, few are chosen, but even fewer are being commissioned. And as my wife said, to whom much has been given, much is required.
Yes.
So, yes, you go from we go from survival, and then we go to stability, and then we go to significance, and we go to success. So there are different levels, different stages, and different degrees of success that God wants you and I to achieve in our lifetime. And it's just an awesome place to be on the Lord's side. I wouldn't be any place else. As for me and my house, we are so happy to serve God and to be on his team.
Amen. And to be in line says no new wine and old skins, and we have to get rid to toss out the garbage, and that's it. God bless you exactly, because we're talking about getting rid of the old way of thinking and renewing our minds and receiving the newness of life that God has for us. And finding your zenith, God bless you. Nice to meet you here. Amen. She says amen or he. Amen. Hallelujah. And Kiki says we're taking the world by storm. And God avenges, God protects, God loves. Amen. Working for God gave your husband her husband an $11,000 bonus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Gave her husband an $11,000 bonus at his job.
Look at God.
Amen. God provides. And that's what we're talking about. It's so much that God has in store for us. And all we have to do is line up with his program.
Yes.
Get with the program. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, we pray that you're being blessed. And I'm here in the studio with Pastor Anthony. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons. And Pastor A. Simmons is with me on today. We're on fire because we had a powerful week at our church last week. And we are just on Sunday. On Sunday, we had a powerful, powerful two services, and we're just on fire, and we want to be contagious today, amen. So we came to be some salt, and we came to be some light, and we came to be contagious today. If you want to talk to us, the phone lines are open, 646-652-4832. There's some great people in the chat room also where you could come in and join in the conversation taking place in the chat room. And we just want you to get this fire. Amen. God says, I'd rather you be hot or cold, but not lukewarm. And some of us, let's tell the truth. Let's just tell the truth. Sometimes life is so hard. It gets so tough.
It beats you down.
It's so frustrated. You feel like somebody's going to beat you with a big stick. And God is saying that, you know what, that statement hit you with that stick, but it's time to get up and dust yourself off and renew your strength in the Lord so that you can mount up on wings as eagles, amen, and get ready to fly above this mess and this nonsense that people have been presenting you with and say, you know what, I'm going to change my mindset. I'm not going to think about this garbage that's going on in my life right now. I'm not going to think about how my children are throwing their lives away. I'm not going to think about all of that stuff that's been trying to distract me, but I'm changing my mindset today, and I'm going to put my mind back on what God says, and I'm going to be, do, and have everything that God says that I'm supposed to be, do, and have. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. Enough of this nonsense.
And that's just awesome. And, you know, God says in the last day he'll pour out his spirit. And those who are in position to receive, God will continue to pour into your vessel.
Yes.
So it's just awesome that it is necessary that you be in the right place at the right time.
Yeah.
And if you're on this broadcast, if you're on these airwaves right now, you're in the right place at the right time.
Yes.
Because God is just so awesome, and he operates in the spirit. So I know this thing is quickening some of you. I know some of you have that tenacity and zeal, but if you lost even a degree of your power and authority, take it back today. Take back what the devil has taken. You know, get that zeal, get that joy. Even as you hit those trips and stumbling blocks in the road, you can still do it with a joyful mindset. So allow God to be God, and we're looking for you to call us and dialogue with us today, because I know that somebody has a praise report. I know that someone has overcome obstacles. I know that someone has gotten a victory through a changed mindset. So we are just so excited about what God is doing today in this hour.
Amen, amen. And what you see is really not significant. We already talked about that. It's what you can't see that's bearing the most significance right now. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to welcome some people to the chat room. We have How Elegant. God bless you. And Kiki. We have Connie F. And we also have Corey speaks with us for the first time. Amen. Hallelujah. Glorious One, God bless you. Finding Your Zenith to Be Enlightened, Miss Quiet Storm, God bless you all. And thank you so much for being with us on today. The Lord sent us here as prophets. We're calling out. Have you hear the clarion call? God is saying, behold, I do a new thing.
Oh,
amen. Lord. Can you not perceive it? God is doing a new thing. Look, we're getting ready to take tradition down, because tradition sometimes I'm not talking about the tradition of God. I'm talking about the tradition of man, and it's gotten stale and old and stagnant. There's no life, and God is saying, I'm breathing new life into my people today.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. And the people in the chat room, they're right there with us, Pastor, because I can see some of the comments that they're making.
Yes.
Miss Quiet Storm says, yes, it's time to position ourselves to receive from God all that he has for us. Amen. Hallelujah. Kiki says that she works. She said, I work for the Lord every day. I talk to the Lord every day. I am living for the Lord every day. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. My God. And there's just so much going on in the chat room where the people of God are to be enlightened says that we must hallelujah. I have to scroll back up for his comments, but he has said something significant. He says, spirit is eternal, and the carnal is temporal.
Oh, my God.
My God.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. And Glorious One says that I'm determined to break through and break out. My
yes.
God. Break through
and
hey,
break
hey,
out.
Glorious One, Prophetess Angelina Singletary preached a sermon with that title on this past
that's
Sunday
right.
at our church. Break through and break out. My God.
And Pastor, that's just so awesome. She used the word determined there.
Yeah.
I remember when you launched your book company, it was Diligence Publishing.
Yes.
And we wanted to be diligent in doing the things for God.
Yes.
And all diligence, the Bible says. And it's just so awesome. See, when you're diligent, when you endure, when you persevere, that persevere creates that strength that God can work and operate out of. And it's just so awesome how we have trials, we have tribulations, we have trouble. And when we persevere, when we endure, when we get through those hard places, it's just an awesome thing when we come out on the other side of that thing and we see what God has done. Because we're never alone. Never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you. So it's nothing in life that we go through alone. that divorce that failed business, your sickness in your body, God is going to heal you on this side, because there's nothing that you go through alone. It's just so awesome to be in the presence of Almighty God. And we're not talking about the natural things of life, but we're talking about the spiritual things of life, but yet God wants to bless us with some of the natural things that has been afforded to us.
Yes.
That's why, you know, there's been given a measure of faith, but to one's been given one talent, to another three talents, to another five talents, and God just wants us to do what he has given us, maximize what he has given us.
Maximize.
The potential, the possibility, and the potential of each and every one of us is off the chart.
Off the chart. Maximize. And we think about maximize, you know, we think about that's over the top. That's not just at the top. We're not just going to hit. You know, you go to the carnival and they have that thing where you hit the thing with the hammer and
the bell.
And try to hit the bell. We're not trying to hit the bell. We're
Lock
trying
the
to
bell
break
off.
That sucker off. We're talking about breaking that sucker off. We're talking about doing phenomenal things for the Lord. We're talking about every single day of your life. As Kiki says, every day she works for the Lord. Wherever you are, whatever work you do, whatever your occupation, you're working for the Lord every single day. And every day our service has to be above and beyond the norm. So somebody has made you think that playing small is going to glorify God. And I'm here to tell you that playing small is not going to glorify God. God tells us not to think any more of ourselves than we ought to, but he never told us to think less of ourselves than we ought to. He says, humble yourself under his mighty hand.
Yes.
We don't have to bow down to nobody but God. Amen. Yes, we do submit to our husbands, and our husbands submit to their wives, and we submit to those in authority to us, but we don't bow down to them. We bow down to God, and we don't diminish what God has given us. God has given you power.
Yes.
God has given you so much power. Some of you have more power in your little finger than you're utilizing. And what we want you to do is pull on the rest of that power that you have in you, because we want to hear about you. We want to hear, oh, did you hear about how elegant? Did you hear about how she's taking the world by storm? Did you hear what Miss Quiet Storm is doing? Did you hear about 2B Enlightened and how his books are selling and he hit the top of the charts? Did you hear about Kiki? Did you hear about her husband, how the Lord blessed him and gave him a $12,000 raise in 1 month? We want to hear the testimony, because that's how we defeat the devil. We shall win him, and we shall defeat him by our testimony and the blood of the Lamb. And the blood has already been shed. So some of us need to start giving our testimony. Amen. Hallelujah.
It is just a wonderful place to be. And as my wife just reiterated, we're not talking about being arrogant, because God doesn't like us to be puffed up.
Yes.
But you can walk in an assurance, a confidence that God has given you. And we don't have to play small. Sometimes we go around, you know, unfortunately, our family or our coworkers or our friends, and they just can't see what God is showing us.
Yes.
They just can't fathom it and receive what God wants to do in and through our lives.
Right.
So don't tell anybody your dream.
That's right.
Don't tell anybody your future.
That's right.
Don't tell anybody the revelation. Just as my wife said, just do it.
Yeah.
Just invite them to the grand opening. Invite them to the wedding.
Yeah.
Invite them to the business. Invite them to what God is doing in your life, and show them and tell them that God is no respecter of persons. What he's done for me, he'll do for you also.
That's right.
So that's how we glorify God. We begin to allow him to change our circumstance so we can change others.
Amen.
It's
Amen.
Just so awesome.
It is, and we have a caller, and we're going to take this caller. And you can call in 646-652-4832. And I was just saying, look, don't think small of yourself. You're not a grasshopper. Think of yourself as God thinks of you. See, the people of Israel, their problem was they couldn't inherit the promise because they thought they were grasshoppers. And you have to say, no matter what, and they said, that's what they think about us too. Forget what they think about you. Forget what they say. Only what matters to you is what God thinks about you. And God says that you're fearfully and wonderfully made. You're the top and not the bottom, the head and not the tail, above and beyond, the lender and not the borrower. So you are not. You are not what people have perceived you to be or what people have said about you. You're what God says about you. Amen. We're going to take this call. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Area code 510. You're on the air. Welcome to Power in the Word.
Hey, Amen. God bless you. This is Ms. Quiet Storm. Hello to everyone. God bless you to you all.
God bless you.
I am truly enjoying. Pastor Anthony, I tell you, with your last comment, I felt like you just reached down into my spirit and just took the words right out of my spirit and my mouth. Pastor Rebecca, you know, I called in the other day to share my testimony. Of what God is doing in my life. And I just wanted to continue to encourage everybody because it's time that for us to pick up our torch and our sword and begin to move forward in the things of God, because we are really, the battle is raging. The enemy is really coming against the saints of God.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's going to take especially that commitment, that third C he talked about. Because as he said earlier, people are not going to understand where God is taking you. Even those who say they know Christ and they have a relationship with Christ, they're not going to understand where God is taking you. And everybody's not going to be willing or ready to go where God is taking you. So you have to be committed, especially when you have all your haters and naysayers. And they all not going to come from the world. Many of them are going to be ones that sit right next to you every Sunday in church.
Yes.
They're going to be the ones that, you know, call you for prayer at every given, you know, whim, every whim in turn. And, you know, we have to get to a point where we say, God, you know, position me to receive. And sometimes we have things in our lives that we don't even realize are there, but we have to make a commitment to God to say, you know what, Lord, I'm going to sit on this wheel and let you, the master potter, mold me and make me after your will so that I can be an instrument fit for your glory, to be used by you so that others may be delivered. Understand that the things that you've been through, you didn't go through for you. There is someone who needs to hear your testimony. There is someone that needs to hear your story. There is someone that needs to know, you know what, God did it for me. He'll do it for you. And so, you know, we got to let go of all the things that we are holding on to, you know, that we have to relinquish our rights to be angry, bitter, hurt, and frustrated. You know, it's all for a purpose.
Amen.
You know, a lot of you hear people say there's purpose in your pain. You may not understand it as you're going through it, and it does not feel good. You know, you want to get out now.
Amen. Amen.
But there is a purpose for it.
There's a purpose for your pain.
And I receive what you said, because it is all about commitment, and that's just godly insight and godly wisdom, because when we commit to a thing, God will honor the results that we see in our lives. And that's all he's looking for, willing vessels in the earth that will commit to his ways and his will. And God, the outcome will always be in our favor. The outcome will always be a blessing. The outcome will always take us to the next level in God. And that commitment, as you just said, is not based upon time. Time is irrelevant. What we see is irrelevant. What people are saying is irrelevant. But when you commit to a thing, it's just a powerful upper hand that you have on any situation, that area of commitment.
Yeah.
And we see it all over our culture, all over our nation, where people just run from trouble. They bail out at the first sign of a trial or a hardship. But when you commit to a thing and you're steadfast and you endure, God will honor you in that commitment.
Yes.
And I thank you for those comments.
I want to share a word of truth that the Lord had to share with me about my personal life. And God let me know that many of the trials that I went through, I didn't have to go through. And the reason I went through them is because there were things in my life that I refused to let go of.
Ah.
So it was almost as if God had to snatch me out of certain situations or allow painful things to hurt me.
And
really get to the very core of me to get me to see and understand, you know what, that was not my will for you.
Yes.
And when we begin to put our own will, that's why we got to be committed. We got to be committed to prayer. We got to be committed to the word, because there are people out there who are waiting for us, and we got to get to a point where we feel like, Lord, I'm ready to pick up my torch and my sword, the torch being the presence of God and our sword being the word of God. We got to pick up our weapons of warfare, but we got to be positioned to pick up our weapons of warfare.
Amen.
And we need to be positioned and know the will of God. We got to be positioned to hear God when he's speaking to us and directing us to go talk to this person or go to the left, go right. We got to get rid of the anger and bitterness so when he says go talk to that person, we can speak freely and share without having that sting come back.
Yes,
and that's why the mind, the transforming of the mind is so important because a lot of that stuff starts in the mind. The root, even the root of bitterness, you know, that's something that takes place in the heart. The Bible says guard the heart because out of the heart flow all of the issues of life. And you know, as long as the devil got us thinking that we have a right to be mad or the right to be angry and bitter, that's how we're going to walk around, angry and bitter, holding on to the very stuff that God wants to strip away from us so that we can have victory in every area of our lives. Like, I hated my father for many years, and I thought I had a right to be angry because of the stuff that he did and did not do for me while I was, or things he did to me and the things he did not do for me while I was growing up to be a woman. But God came to me, and through the renewing of my mind, when he said, my son died for you, I gave the ultimate sacrifice, and Jesus taught about forgiveness, and even on the cross, he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Who are you to be angry? What right do you feel that you have to hold bitterness and unforgiveness in your heart? And God stripped me down through the renewing of my mind. That word came in and began to flush out all of that garbage. That's why we talked about the stinking thinking, to flush out all of the garbage that the devil had implanted in my mind by first getting to my heart. And it had me believing a whole bunch of lies. See, we have to stop believing the lies of the enemy and believe the truth, like you said, the truth of God. So that's a powerful, powerful statement that you made about, you know, just being able to get free to move forward. And that's what we need to do. We need to get free to move forward.
And it's just a good place to be. And that's why, you know, if you listen to us regularly, you'll know that we're all about deliverance. And it takes a mindset that would allow God to be God and a spirit of humility to allow God to come in and change the ugliness about the lives that we live or led. I know for me it was a lot of ugliness, a lot of stuff from my upbringing, a lot of things that I was formed and shaped in a dysfunctional home that I came into the kingdom of God with. So the process of transformation, being regenerated, it began with my mindset. There were some things that my natural mind just would not receive. So you have to receive in the spirit realm, and God will begin to transform your mind. And it's just awesome that we do need to be in position. You need to find yourself in a word-based church. You need to find a support group or a remnant that is going to speak into your life. As Pastor said, we're speaking life today. There's so many dead and dry bones all over the place.
We seek
and
life.
God said, breathe, prophesy
live,
to the bones and live.
Yes.
And they stood up. And God said, breathe breath.
Yes.
And sometimes that's all we need. We haven't lost our zeal. We haven't lost our tenacity. We haven't lost our fire for God. But sometimes we just, like Pastor said earlier, we get a little lukewarm. We get a little complacent. We get a little frustrated and discouraged. But God says in his word, be not troubled, be not discouraged, for I have overcome anything that this world can put in your path.
Yes.
So you need to follow Jesus, and we are disciples of his. We believe in his teachings, and that's who we represent, Jesus Christ in the earth. So when people look at our lives, they look at our success, they look at our mindset, they'll get jealous and envious, and they'll want to know about our Jesus. So
curious.
It's just awesome.
Jealous, envious, and curious. And that's what we do. We make people curious about the God. That's what our lives every day. We should make people curious about the lives that we're living and the God that we serve. And Ms. Christom, I know that you're doing that. I see great things. I see God doing great things to you. You have you broke out to break through, to break into the total plan that God has for your life.
Amen.
You broke out to break through, to break into the total plan, to walk into, and you don't even have to break into, but God is saying you have to just walk into the total plan for his life. God says he's going to use you mightily. mightily. He's going to use you mightily. He has his word. You have the word of the Lord in your mouth. And the Lord is just getting you prepared. He's preparing you for the people that he's putting before you, that you're going to minister. You, Miss Clydestorm, are going to minister hope, healing, and restoration. God's put healing in your hands. You're going to be able to lay hands on the sick, and they shall be made well. You're going to be, and I'm not just talking about the physical sick. I'm also talking about people who are sick in their mind and sick in their heart. The Lord says he's going to use you for his glory in this season, that those who are sick, do your ministry, the ministry that he has given you, will be made whole. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Pastor Anthony, you said something that just stirred my spirit when you mentioned those dry bones, and this is what the Lord dropped in my spirit as you said that, and there are many people who are existing. But Jesus didn't say in John 10:10, he didn't say, I come that you may exist.
Yes.
He said, I come that you may have life.
Yes.
There's a river of life available to everyone.
Yes.
Everyone, even those who do not yet know the Lord. If you receive him into your heart, there's a river of life available to you to bring about the wholeness, the health, the deliverance, not just physical, but in your mind, you know, to mend that broken heart, to help wipe away those disappointments.
Yes.
You know, God said in Proverbs 3:5-6, to trust him with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding, and in all of your ways to acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. And some people have dry bones in their lives because there are areas, just even areas in their life, that they refuse to relinquish. But even when those dry bones, he spoke to the dry bones, and they came together, and but they were not alive. They were not alive until the breath of life was breathed into them.
Yes.
And God is even saying now, there are some of you who are existing, but God said, I want you to live.
Yes, hallelujah.
I want you to not just exist, I want you to live. Jesus came that we might have life, not that we just may exist, not that way we may just go through the day-to-day, run-of-the-mill daily grind. But God wants you to be, to dwell in his presence, not just to feel it when you go to church on Sunday or every now and then you might have a good prayer session.
Yes.
God said, I want you to feel my presence. I want you to walk in my presence. That's why we got to pick up our torch, so that we can go to these dead places where the devil has spread so much hatred and anger and death and destruction, and we can root that up, that, you know, take that tree up by the root and plant a tree of life.
Jesus.
Where people can live, where people can be healed, where people can be saved, where they can walk in the newness of life. Understand, when you receive Christ, you became a new creature. That's what the Word of God says. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Behold,
Amen.
All things, old things have passed away, and all things have become new. So, yes, it's very important to change our way of thinking, our way of talking, our confession.
Yes.
Even the people we hang around, our atmosphere. We have been chosen to change the atmosphere. And if that atmosphere is bringing you down, step out of it.
Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that's it. Amen. We're actually off the air. Amen. Hallelujah. But Miss Clydestorm, that's powerful. And I know the archive listeners are going to hear that. Amen. What you have had to say. I thank you so much for following the prompting of the Holy Ghost to call in. Amen. And say what the Lord had deposited in your spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen. Be blessed, woman of God.
Amen.
Just all
you
the
all
listeners, all the callers, just awesome. God has us all in the palm of his hands, and nothing shall ever default or derail the plan of God that he has already set
Amen.
In motion for us.
Amen.
It's already preordained. It's already done. We just need to walk and believe. God bless
Amen.
You, God.
God bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. God bless you. For all who listen today, thank you so much for joining us today. You have been a blessing, and we have been blessed to come and be a blessing in your life today. We pray that you receive all that the Lord has had to say to you through my husband, Pastor Anthony, and myself, and our caller, Minister Miss Clydestorm. Join us next time. Amen. We'll be back tomorrow. Let's talk about God. Pastor Anthony will be with me all week long. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't miss it at 12 noon. Let's talk about God. In the meantime, Change the way that you think so that you can change the way that you live. You're already born again, and if you're not, if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord, repent of your sins, turn from your evil ways, and receive the plan of God for life more abundantly, you too can be saved. Amen. Hallelujah. Remember to make the most out of every single opportunity. And remember my sister, remember my brother, that God loves you, and so do we here at Power in the Word. Peace.